This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. Please go over to your telephones, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to watch us live or grab one of 15 articles every day combating the lies to the CIA-controlled media and their propagandists, their useful idiots. If you'd like to combat that, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're giving you the truth that exposes the devil, friends. Period. Tell the truth and shame the devil, right? sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go to the right side of that page. And when you go over there, jump onto video, YouTube, click onto it, join us on live chat. You can also go over on the front page of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you'll find us there as well. Right on the front page, click onto the video, go to the right side, and join us on live chat once again. We have some issues here going on with our YouTube page. As a matter of fact, if you go to beforeitsnews and sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find us there. And with that said, YouTube likes to pull down information that exposes their agenda concerning the coronavirus, COVID-19. And we know that this has been going on for some time now. Well, friends, guess what? It's really going on in America today in a big way. And we need to stand up against these big tech corporations because they are suppressing free speech. It is not legal in any sense of the word, for the record. But what they did is they shut down our YouTube page for 1 week. So we jumped over onto another web page, a YouTube web page. You can, again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, find us on the right side, and or go over to Before It's News and find us there as well. Now, friends, we've got much to cover. And what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here, friends, is if you have a problem with the way I say it, let me show you how Jesus said it. But first and foremost, we're going to be talking about if representatives are truly working for the people in this country. I have a question for you. Why is it that they need to be so heavily guarded against you if that were the case? We're going to be talking about that again in just one moment. I want to kick this off because we understand that there's social engineering taking place in this country, subliminal messages through our mainstream media continuously, attempting to brainwash you, to dumb you down, to desensitize you into accepting what it is that they want you to accept for a future world, which gives itself over to a global governance. With that said, social engineering is the use of centralized planning in an attempt to manage social change and regulate the future development of behavior and or of a society. We know that they've done this and have been doing this for a long time with that of Disney, their cartoons, all the way from Lion King, Friends, down to Bambi, to Pinocchio. We know that there's subliminal messages everywhere. We know that in movies like back in the beginning of the 2000s, such as Batman, putting Skull and Bones numbers up on the side of an arena during that Batman series, and it was a Skull and Bones number. And they also had Sandy Hook, which was found in that movie as well. For those that haven't seen it, go online. You can find it. It's easily accessible. And it's interesting, friends, because we had a friend just recently post high-impact vlogs where back in 2011, you guys are probably, for the most part, if you've seen Captain America, you're going to remember the scene. It was Captain America. He was locked up in a room. This was three quarters through the movie. And what was interesting is he slept, I believe it was for 70 years. He gets up and he runs outside and he goes right into Times Square in New York City. And what was interesting about it was the movie Contagion came out at the same time that Captain America came out. Okay, and keep in mind the coronavirus has been forecasted since 2003 through Dead Zone. I've reiterated this point several times, but so you can understand as to what you're up against and how it's still being played out today. But it was just discovered, friends, that Captain America, when he ran out into Times Square, guess what was right behind Captain America's right shoulder. It was a beer. Guess what kind of beer it was, friends? Corona. Guess what was behind his left shoulder? You've got it. A virus. It's a picture of a virus. So you have the coronavirus. Folks, again, you have social engineering, subliminal messaging going on. Let me just say it this way. If you have a TV and you're watching television, you need to understand the shark-infested waters that you're jumping into, friends, because you, again, are being desensitized. And the only one subjects that this is going to work upon are those that are stupid enough, really, or ignorant enough to actually have their television set on. There's nothing good on television, friends. It was purposed for a good reason, but we can see that now it's been hijacked as well, because the good people in this country have let the bad people prevail on so many fronts. Is that true or is it not? Because if we still have a little leaven in the lump, that still is a reflection upon those that call themselves the good people in this country. Have you ever heard of the modern day Psalm 23? To those that are still watching TV, listen carefully. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of the Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, because I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. King David said in Psalm 101, verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. It tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 17, to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing. Going back to the Old Testament, Amos 3:3, what does it tell us there? It tells us that how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Okay, so you must be agreed with the spirit of the world, which we are to denounce, which feeds into the narrative of the Antichrist, which is found in 1 John 2. And what also comes to my aid, friends, is this. When you go over to James 4:4, the Lord calls us adulterers and adulteresses. He said that friendship with the world is enmity with God. So either we're going to have our whole heart, mind, soul in with the Lord, or we're going to be divided. And just keep in mind, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. Folks, we can't have it one way or the other. I'm sorry. In between, we got to have it one way or another. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're over on sonsoflibertymedia.com on YouTube. We're hooked up on a different YouTube page today and also beforeitsnews.com because they illegally pulled a video exposing COVID for what it is. You have big tech companies suppressing information and doctors on the scale of tens of hundreds of thousands across the globe, friends, that are snuffing out the voice of opposition to COVID-19. And this is very dangerous if you allow this to go on, friends. I'm telling you what, we're going to get what we have coming to us. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on the video page. Join us on live chat. Same thing with BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well over there. We can see that we're missing quite a few of our friends who apparently are not paying attention to what's going on over on the front page over there. But with that said, now you know. Please check it out. As well, friends, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do you remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct? And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to get to this, friends, because we were watching a documentary last night. I love documentaries. I love history. I love to learn. If I wasn't there, folks, you know what? Those that learn, those that are lowly and meek, those that are teachable, friends, they're always going to learn. But those that don't feel that they have anything to learn, guess what? They're going to reject what's been given unto them through the mercy of God because they don't have a need anymore. The bottom line is I have a need continuously to learn more and more from the Son of the Most High God. Now, what I want to talk about here is just this. Now, folks, I want to say this. If it sounds like I'm a little befuddled, it is because I am. I'm really bothered by the fact that YouTube has the gumption or the audacity to shut down whom they will at will. And I'm here to tell you, friends, what they're doing is a complete violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They have no business whatsoever. I mean, if we were talking unlawfully, if we were being subversive to the American government, if we were calling or advocating for domestic insurrection like politicians and the CIA-controlled media is, I could understand why they would want to shut us down. But the opposite is true. Read Isaiah 5:20, friends. They're actually covering for the criminals down there, and they're trying to suppress anybody that would dare tell you the truth. Well, again, I want to remind everybody, we're not here asking the devil for permission to obey God. We're shaming the devil by telling the truth, and I'm really bothered by what I'm seeing with YouTube right now. And I guess we're going to have to deal with them lawfully as well. That'll be up and coming. We'll keep you posted. Right now, we're on a Facebook front dealing with them and their issues, and we're going to take it to YouTube if we have to, and Google if we have to. We're not going to be pushed around, friends. Too many people fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we have to just go ahead and turn our backs and say, go ahead and do whatever you want to do to us. Nope, that's not a patriot. First and foremost, that is not a Christian. We are to hear to magnify the law against the crime. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 8, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:8, Romans 3:31. The list goes on, again, to prove my point, lining it with Scripture, or lining it up with Scripture. Okay, so let's get over to this. I'm watching a documentary last night. And this documentary is 10 Secret Service tactics that are just insane as to how they protect the president and politicians in this country. Now, I remember last week I was reading a little something on one of these philosophers. By the way, philosophers, you know where they get all their intellect from? They get it from the Christ. What they try to do is they try to make it, they discover what Christ has said, and then they try to make it their own so they can receive the glory unto themselves that belongs to Christ, just like scientists. Science is the study of creation. Scientists come in, discover what God has created, and then they take it unto themselves, and they try to get rid of God in the process. It's idolatry. It's nothing new under the sun. But I was reading this last week of a famous philosopher. And there's a true story told of this famous philosopher who approached the emperor after he realized that he was so heavily guarded. And as he approached the emperor, he asked the emperor the question, "What is it that you have done to the people that you need to be so heavily guarded?" That's exactly right. That's exactly right, friends. You know what? Wisdom asks the real questions, doesn't it? Wisdom asks the real questions, doesn't it? Let me say this again. If representatives, we have a representative government, we do not have leaders in this country, friends. We have representatives that are following God's rule through common law as we follow the Christ. That's just how it is in this country. If you want to contend, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If representatives are truly working for we the people in this country, then why is it that they need to be so heavily guarded? Well, again, let me go back to the philosopher who approached the emperor, and the philosopher noticed that he had all these guards around the emperor, and the philosopher asked the emperor, what is it that you've done to the people that you need to be so heavily guarded, friends? And just keep in mind, today in America, those said representatives stacking these people around them, guarding them from you, are the ones that are trying to disarm you today. They're trying to strip you of your God-given rights. I'm throwing that into this equation to give you a little bit more understanding before I go on here. The philosopher said to the emperor, once again, what is it that you have done to the people that you need to be so heavily guarded? Well, one has to step back and consider the truth of what's being asked here, no doubt. When you consider that in America, again, we have a representative government, and that they are to be, those that serve we the people, are to be servants to the people by doing what, friends? Well, they put their hand on the Bible, and they swear to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution, right? Also, read Luke 22:27. But again, we have a representative government, and that our representatives are to be servants to the people in upholding the laws, just for the record. So how is it that the American presidents have gone from leaving office with a thank you for your service, Mr. President, to the insane showboating and high-tech defensive and offensive tactics in which they are treated like kings today. Folks, the president in the United States of America is treated like a king. He's treated like a rock star, as if to suggest we serve him rather than him to be serving us. Here, let me get to my point. When you look at, I've seen a documentary. Actually, I'll give you the first one first. We went to President Woodrow Wilson's house some time ago in Washington, D.C. We did a tour there. And before we ended the tour guide had told us that when the president was done with his service, namely Woodrow Wilson, they were literally dropping off the president from the White House, okay, to his doorstep. And they said to him, "Thank you for your service, Mr. President." Okay, they weren't given a $200,000 pension for the rest of his life. By the way, I don't know that most people in this country know that the presidents, once they retire, they get a pension for over $200,000 every year for the rest of their life. How come Woodrow Wilson and presidents of the past didn't get that? Who is it that they're working for? Or is it that they're robbing the coffers by force, by basically stacking their accounts, their bank accounts, with money from the taxpayers without them even knowing that they're doing it? Well, the latter's true. Just so you know, the latter is true. Here, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go there right now. Pensions for presidents when finished. Okay, so let me check it out here. They make $210,700 per year. The pension begins immediately after a president's departure from office. Did you know that? Nope. Most people didn't know that. The president's pay, I know it's fluctuated over the last couple of years, but listen to this. The president's pay today is about $400,000 annually. When they leave office, right, they're paid $210,700 per year. I'm just educating the people that don't know the difference, right? But did you sign on to that? Did you give them approval to go ahead and take $210,000 and give the president of the United States a pension like that? Well, again, let me just take it from the present to the past. How come Woodrow Wilson and presidents of the past didn't get a $210,000 pension? Boy, it sounds like they're serving themselves outside of we the people, doesn't it? Well, guess what, friends? They are. Woodrow Wilson, after his presidency, after his administration, his tenure was up, again, he was dropped off at his front door. "Thank you for your service, Mr. President." That was it. That was it. In contrast, they're now given lifelong Secret Service protections as well. So I got a question for you, friends. What's changed? I'm going to bring you up to the 50s with President Harry Truman, who used to walk up and down the streets of Washington, D.C., him and a friend, greeting constituents on the street without being threatened with harm. And again, I want to ask you the question, why? We're going to come right back to that, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are taking a closer look at the impacts of the coronavirus on public school budgets. During a Democratic-led House hearing, North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox is warning against blindly throwing tax dollars at the problem.
Democrats pushing those same taxpayers to dole out more of their hard-earned money at a time when many Americans are being forced to tighten their belts.
Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb is not a fan of President Trump holding a large political rally due to the coronavirus.
I would say that they should withhold large political rallies right now. They also need to lead by example. And so encouraging people to social distance, encouraging people to wear masks, that's what we should be engaging in right now. And that political example is a powerful message to the to individual people all across the country.
Gottlieb speaking there on CBS. This is USA Radio News. In a 6-3 ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court says an employer who fires someone for merely being gay or transgender violates Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano says this could open the door to more lawsuits.
I think it probably does. The Civil Rights Act of 64 prohibits discrimination in public accommodations and in employment. So even though this decision today just involves employment, people will use the language, the rationale of the 6-3 majority to make other arguments for public accommodations as well.
Judge Napolitano also noting that this ruling only affects 17 states and the District of Columbia, where this was already not illegal. And the FDA is now saying that using the drug hydroxychloroquine to treat coronavirus could have more risks than benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. 15 articles, go to the right side. Join us on live YouTube, even now. Join us on live chat. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page and click and unite with us on live chat. Friends, if you want to sign up for our newsletter, it's a good idea that you do, especially with what's happening with YouTube right now. Go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com and drop us your email, and you'll get an email every single night concerning the 15 articles that I'm talking about, along with, friends, a weekend article on Saturday or a weekend email just to kind of keep you posted as to what we're doing and where it is that we're getting in trouble this week for doing the right thing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Sign up over there if you would as well, friends. You'll always know where to find us every given day. Now, I want to get back to this, friends, because we were just talking about if representatives are truly working for the people, then why do they need to be so heavily guarded? And I'm giving you the analogy, the true analogy, friends, of a famous philosopher who approached an emperor. And after he approached the emperor, he noticed all these guards around the emperor and listened to what he said in his wisdom. He was exactly right on. He said, "What is it that you have done to the people that you need to be so heavily guarded?" Is this not what you're seeing today in America? Absolutely, it is, friends, on so many fronts. I just highlighted with you during the last segment concerning Woodrow Wilson. When he was done with his tenure, his service to the country, if you want to call it that, friends, it's interesting to note that he was dropped off at his front door from the White House. He lived in D.C., and they had said to him, "Thank you for your service, Mr. President," and dropped him off. He didn't get a pension. He didn't get Secret Service his whole life. He wasn't heavily guarded. Why? Because he was still at some point serving the people during that time. Now, when you look at President Harry Truman, let's go up to the 50s, right? That was in the early 1900s. Let's go up into the 50s here with President Harry Truman, who used to walk up and down the streets of Washington, D.C. Friends, I've got videos. I've watched the documentaries of Harry Truman walking up and down the streets of Washington, D.C., shaking the hands of his constituents. He wasn't, folks, he didn't have armed guards, 20 armed guards standing around his every move. It just wasn't there. Why? Again, people need to begin to fill in the blanks. Because at that point, for the most part, friends, he was still serving we the people. Okay? Again, you have Harry Truman walking up and down the streets of Washington, D.C., shaking the hands of his constituents without being threatened with harm. And I ask you again, friends, why? Was it that he was faithful for the most part to what he promised to do in upholding the laws and serving the people? You know that he was, for the most part. I mean, after all, if these representatives were doing their jobs, the people would love them for their service and would protect them from harm's way if it were to come. Isn't that crazy? I mean, folks, I want to bring you to something I just listened to today. It was audio. It's a little off, but it's still on my point. Your representatives went from servitude to the people, to the American people awakening to the fact that we've been sold down the river by our said politicians, little by little, incrementally, which is perfect judgment, Deuteronomy 28, and going back to Leviticus 26, after verse 15 on both chapters, to the end of the chapter. But back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, folks, we can go back even further than that. But little by little by little by little, we see our said representatives getting worse and worse. And what we also notice with it, as they get worse and worse, we also notice that their security detail gets more broad and it gets broader and broader concerning their methods of protecting the president and said representatives from we the people. I was listening, going back to this point, I was listening this morning to an individual, namely the President of the United States of America, talking about Ilhan Omar defending terrorists, talking about how she is proud of those that are a part of Al-Qaeda that have killed American soldiers, who is somehow or another a said representative in the state of Minnesota. Donald Trump was talking about how if she doesn't like it here, and talking about other said representatives, if they don't like it here, they can leave. Then he said, if they want to. America, we have come to the point of no return when we have said representatives that now serve foreign gods, that mean to conquer we the people, that are proud of those that have killed American soldiers, who accuses some people of being responsible for September 11th, in part I agree with, by the way, who are anti-American and they hate this country, and the President of the United States of America, instead of dropping the gavel of judgment upon the heads of those said representatives who are anti-American, this all coming out of his own mouth, but he said they can leave if they want to, and if they do leave, it doesn't mean they can't come back. This is what he said. This is how desensitized your said representatives have become. But I want you to think about this. You go from the very first president of the United States of America to a whole plethora of them that fought, bled, and died establishing the constitutional republic in which you have today. And then little by little by little by little by little by little incrementally, we see the politicians selling out little by little to what? Special interest groups. Now to the point of we know that they're corrupt, they admit they're corrupt, and now you have the President of the United States of America talking about an Ilhan Omar allowing organizations that are anti-American such as CARE, and the list goes on, to remain in America, telling them, if you don't like it here, you can leave, and if you do leave, you can come back. This is exactly what he said. Folks, the lines of right and wrong have been completely blurred. And the American people go right along with it, not understanding that Donald Trump, Article 2, Section 3, Article 6, Section 2, is to faithfully execute the laws upon the heads of the likes of an Ilhan Omar and a whole plethora. Oh, and by the way, did he not promise to do that? And again, 5 years later, friends, not one individual has been prosecuted by Donald Trump that he promised on the campaign trail that he would prosecute. And if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what to tell you. Read Psalm 12, verse 8 when you get a moment. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Folks, that's where we're at today. I just want to show you to the degree of decadence that's taking place in this country, how demoralized we have become in this country, how desensitized that we have become in this country. Now we stand back and we watch the CIA-controlled media justify, through a hijacked narrative concerning George Floyd, to take down and rewrite history by taking down, friends, anything that opposes their global order. As they continuously set a narrative to hand over your country to those that need to conquer it, because all those subversive organizations that have been established illegally in the United States of America, friends, the 200 subversive organizations under the likes of George Soros, who wants to destroy America, who, by the way, has a free hand in doing so, just like Bill Gates and anybody else, because this administration fails to prosecute them. It's interesting to note, now they're putting it under the headship of the BLM, and they're all coming together. The foxes are tying their tails, and guess what they're doing? They're calling for the overthrow of American government, and the American people don't even know what's happening to them. When is it that you're going to wake up, America? Because I can't do it for you. And other people that are on the front line with this ministry, they can't do it for you. It goes a lot further than just watching the show or listening to the show. It actually entails putting your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength into the things that God has commanded us to do. But I want to go back to this, friends, because there's a reason that these said representatives in this country need to be so heavily guarded. And again, this famous philosopher was right on when he asked the question to the emperor, "What is it that you have done to the people that you need to be so heavily guarded?" Most people will say, well, you know, they got to protect the president. Well, then why didn't the first presidents, all the way up to Harry Truman, why didn't they need to be guarded in such a fashion, friends? I'm just curious. Why? I'm going to get to more details in just a couple moments. Why was it that Harry Truman could walk up and down the streets of Washington, D.C. and shake the hands of his constituents without being threatened with harm? Why? Because he was still working for the people. When's the last time you've seen this, America? When's the last time you've seen a president, American president, walking up and down a line where he's not treated like a rock star, number one, like a king, friends? And keep in mind, in the Constitution, there is no title of nobility. He's not supposed to hold that office in such a fashion. He's all but a king in name, friends. You can call him the president all day long. Look at the way his worshipers treat him. And it's not just him. It's every one of these political pundits, these Judases that have sold us down the river, have been treated by people. I don't care if it's Bernie Sanders. They treat him like, believe it or not, there are people that treat him like a rock star. It shows you how stupefied the American people have become. They serve us. We don't serve them. Okay? You're setting your country up for a dictatorship, friends, and that's exactly what you've gotten. But isn't it interesting, when the president goes down the line to shake hands, he's got all these Secret Service members, glasses on, armed to the hilt, military. I'm going to get into some more of those details in just a moment. Going up and down in fear of the president being shot. What is it that the president, not just this one, but what is it that politicians, because they're treated the same way, what is it that politicians and the president of the United States have done to the people that they need to be so heavily guarded? Only you can answer this question. I'm not going to answer it for you. But we're going to come back and I'm going to give you a little detail, friends, as to the things that have been put into place to protect the president and politicians from we the people. I don't understand how that works, but friends, I'm telling you what, it's in full play today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So, I'm just looking some new stuff up from what I watched yesterday concerning this documentary. The documentary was called 10 Secrets, or 10 Secret Service Tactics That Are Just Insane. It's way over the top. And if you're just joining us, as I've noticed people have, it's interesting to note that there was a famous philosopher who approached the emperor, in whom he noticed that had several guards around him. And this philosopher, in his wisdom, said, "What is it that you have done to the people that you need to be so heavily guarded?" to the emperor. This is food for thought. But it's important food for thought. Wisdom asks the questions here, friends. And these are some important questions. Why do they need such heavy security detail if they're serving the people? Because we noticed that there was none of this all the way up until the 50s. What's changed? Well, a lot. We see little by little we've been sold out by these harlotins. We've been sold out by these Judases, Luke 22:48. Little by little, and we know it to be true. We know that, folks, we've seen through Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and this coronavirus relief task force around Donald Trump and Donald Trump parroting and giving them the platform, who they work for. This is who they work for. You know, the question is, as I would say to that, when did Bill Gates ever become the president of the United States of America? Isn't it the president's job to uphold the law against those that would actually violate them? Yeah, that's exactly right. Someone might want to remind Donald Trump that he's the president of the United States, and it's not his place to open his platform up to special interest groups that want to bring harm to the American people. Hello? Harry Truman, as I said during the last segment, used to walk up and down the streets of Washington, D.C., greeting his constituents without being threatened with harm. And why? Because he was serving the people then, for the most part. Folks, if the representatives were doing their jobs, the people would love them for their service and would protect them from harm's way, if it were to come. Oh, by the way, people need to consider, too, when you look at the Secret Service, you need to come to the realization that Secret Service, friends, the powers that be put the secret, the powers that are tolerated are the ones that have the Secret Service around the president. It's not so much that they're just protecting the President of the United States of America from harm, but it's also that the Secret Service are appointed to keep the President in line. Protecting the Secret Service. Hey, folks, whatever starts at the top, seen or unseen, goes to the bottom. If you're under the curse, you're under the curse. If you're under judgment, you're under the judgment. If you're under the blessings of God, you're under the blessings of God. Remember the Lord said to Abraham, I'll bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. Okay? God is in control of all of this, friends, but people need to wake up as to why they are in such high number around the President of the United States of America. Rest assured, what I just told you is exactly true. Today, what is it that we see? Did you know that the President of the United States of America has taste testers? Did you know that? They have taste testers. Well, Bradley, they've been doing that for a long, long time in this country. You missed the point. If he was working for the people, would he have to fear the people? Absolutely not. He would not, in any sense of the word. Taste testers? That's craziness. Yep. He has taste testers, friends. Huh. Did you know that there's a 13-foot... It was moved from 6 feet to 13 feet just recently with jagged spear-like tips on the top of the fence perimeter of the White House. Did you know that? Why? Why are things getting worse? Why are they having to protect the president more and more? Because the people see what the president's doing or allowing. Okay? When you harm a people or oppress a people, people are only going to put up with it for so long before they stand up and respond. I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter who you are. Ask that to any dictator of the past. What comes to my aid right now is Benito Mussolini, man. You want to talk about an arrogant narcissist? Did you see his end? He was the guy that famously stood up and said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. It's been reported that he said it two different times. Has anybody ever seen dead body upside down with his mistress hung up in the square? Who was he taken out by? His own people. It took them a long time to figure out who was doing the assailing, didn't it? But they finally found out who it was, and they dealt with the perpetrator, didn't they? Yep, they did. They certainly did. I could do a whole new show on that one, friends. Interesting history around that one. But there's now a 13-foot jagged spear-like tips on a fence perimeter around the People's White House. So if you try to get over the top of the fence now, you'll be stabbed if you land wrong. The president now has armed-to-the-teeth military police, canines, weaponized Secret Service on every front. They have RPGs up on top of the White House. I remember when we went there, friends, it was interesting because when we used to be able to walk around the back of the White House, that's all blocked off now. Just think about what's going on in your country, friends, and ask the question why they need to be guarded in such a fashion. Okay? You used to be able to walk around the back, and I remember that when we were in the back looking at the back side of the White House, right by the monument there, the obelisk, it was interesting to note that you could look in the trees and you would see Secret Service hiding up in the trees. Whoa! We never had that in this country before. Why all of a sudden do we need security like that? Well, that's crazy. I'm thinking of John Wilkes Booth right now. You know? What happened to the president's work detail concerning that assassination? Well, the people went after Abraham Lincoln because they seen that he was doing. friends, your history has been revised to believe that Abraham Lincoln was a good man, when in the fact he was the one that was actually playing the tyrant, dividing the country into a civil war, because he wanted to make sure that there was a union with all the states, so therefore he had to get rid of the South in the process of doing so, didn't he? Well, the South will say it was the North, and the North will say it was the South. Well, the fact of the matter is both sides were guilty, and God saw to it that judgment was right and distributed among the people on both sides of the fence properly. And what a shame it was to America that we had such a civil war. And what did Abraham Lincoln do? He said it was about slavery and the abolition, abolition of slavery and this, that, and the other thing. And the fact of the matter is, friends, the North had slaves just as much as the South had slaves. The South just wasn't conceding. By the way, did you not hear that they want to get rid of the Jefferson Davis Monument? Why? Because he was the one that was set up to oppose Abraham Lincoln, friends. They don't want you to have proper understanding of your history. The revisionists want you to have an understanding of what they want you to have an understanding, even when they have to make it up just the way that they're doing today. It's revised, friends. How many people in this country today honor men that were used in such a fashion to destroy, honoring those men that were in fact responsible for destroying much of the good in this country? Oh my goodness, the list goes on and on. And then they attack the guys that were actually the right guys and the good guys, right? And they've got in their minds by the same said media that those were the bad guys, when in fact, if you pull the curtain back, you're going to find out that they were the good guys, not the bad guys. Gee whiz, Isaiah 5:20 comes to mind. Okay, so you have a weaponized Secret Service on every front. Then you have a tank-like vehicle called the Beast. Friends, you've never seen a king in all his splendor more than you have the President of the United States of America when he's in the Beast, which the President travels in. Now let me go over here because I want you to listen to this, because it's pretty crazy that the president in the Beast, agents actually travel with bags of the president's blood, for the record. They make sure the president is never alone, even in the bathroom, okay? They interview potential assassins, okay? How that works, I don't know. They can be ordered to protect anyone, but what is it that they're protecting? Okay, the food is under constant surveillance. They have taste testers, as I shared. If they stay in a hotel, the hotel has to empty the floor below and the floor above. Okay, the Secret Service can track anybody pretty much anywhere. It's interesting how Osama bin Laden got away with what he did for years, but it didn't work for the narrative, so they didn't get him yet until they had a CNN reporter find him out in the middle of a cave somewhere in the desert, and somehow or another, the American people believe that. But my point is, right? You have the limo, which is a heavily armed limousine that's flat tire proof, okay? It's bulletproof, driven by agents with extensive experience in defensive driving. Agents are trained to perform a 180-degree turn in the event of a roadblock or explosion. Both the limo and other vehicles used by the presidents are serviced by a Secret Service garage, and then it goes on and on. But friends, the list goes on. I strongly advise that you read the article. If representatives are truly working for the people, why do they need to be so heavily guarded? I have a video at the very end where you can watch the documentary, the same one that I watched yesterday, and it's just great information. And ask yourself the question, what is it that they have done to the people that they need to be so heavily guarded? We'll be back in 23.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.